Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 251. Nintendo and Wii U. This is the show recorded on the 19th of June, 2011. I'm your host, my name's Paul, and join me this week, well, this day, well, this month, whatever crazy schedule the show's on is Catherine.
Hi.
This is the third of our E3 special shows. Although it's like 2 weeks later than it should have been, we're now going to talk about Nintendo's conference and the Wii U and whatever jib-jab they had to show. So, Catherine, why don't you tell us about Nintendo? Nintendo. Nintendo.
Yeah, so we didn't manage to do
the trouble is we had a sickness issue.
I got really ill.
Where someone couldn't talk.
Yeah, I was coughing, like, constantly.
And then
I felt it really icky as well, because I had a cold. And
So, yeah, this is a tad later than usual. The plan is to get the show back on track at the very maximum to resume our normal programming next week, but hopefully it'll be done tomorrow. Our normal programming will resume.
Yes.
And that way I can finally announce the winners of episode 247's Name That Game.
Yeah,
so Nintendo. Catherine, hello.
So they announced
We can't remember anymore, can we? Oh, well, that's the show. The Wii U, what's that?
The new console?
Well, is that the thing that I've read about already 2 weeks ago?
You probably read more about it than I have.
No, because I don't give a toss.
So it's Nintendo's new console.
So basically, next year, Nintendo are bringing out a successor to the Wii. This is called the Wii U. You can think of it as the Wii 2. So it's brand new hardware, new games. It does maintain compatibility with the Wii, and also compatibility with the accessories, such as the Wiimote and the Nunchuck. Wah!
And the balance board.
And the balance board for the two people who actually use that product. The only reason, I think the last time Catherine used it was to weigh her luggage.
Actually, yeah, that was for Germany.
Yeah, for Deutschland. Mm. Anyway, the main sort of feature with this console is, of course, the controller with the 6-inch screen on it.
Yes.
So it's basically a giant controller that has a TV on it. So you might say, well, isn't that just a handheld? No, because you still need the Wii U to do most of the work. So yeah, they show quite a few different demos. The most obvious sort of examples, which you can really describe in audio, is like holding the controller and then using the touchscreen on it to flick things up onto the main screen. For example, they had a throwing star game where you just throw these ninja stars and, you know, you can make them aim and hit the TV. They also showed some other things where you can continue playing your game while someone else watches the TV.
Oh, yeah.
Handy. And also things where, for example, you want to keep things private for one player. So they showed some girl using Wii Fit and no doubt getting obsessed over her weight, and now she's going to become an anorexic person and stuff. So thank you, Nintendo, for doing that.
Does that mean you could do it then when using the browser and entering a password?
Yes, you could. Well, as long as they support the browser using the off-screen, which if they didn't, then they are noobs.
Well, because that's the worst thing the Wii or any consoles have got, because you have to enter your password in with an onboard keyboard.
Aye.
Onboard? On-screen keyboard.
The graphics on it are... Well, the trouble is Nintendo haven't really announced any specs, but the graphics on it are massively improved over the Wii.
Oh, yeah.
If they're up there with the 360 PS3s to be debated, I would suspect probably not. Although it did show a rather impressive tech demo, but it's nothing the other consoles couldn't sneeze at and do.
Sneeze at?
You know, an Xbox 360 can sneeze several times while still maintaining a smooth 60 frames per second. Unlike the PS3, which when it sneezes, it just does it. You know, massive frame rate drops. Not good. There's only one major issue with the Wii U, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
And actually, you can only use one of these giant controllers with it.
Yep.
Which is kind of daft. But then if they did make it so you could use up to four of these controllers, I would also say it's kind of daft that they're selling 150 quid controllers.
Well, I suppose at least you can pass around the controller, can't you, I suppose?
Yeah, I mean, it does kind of...
Because no one's going to want to spend, like, £400 on four controllers or something.
No, but even for two-player, you know...
Well, it makes everything more of a one-player experience.
It will be irritating developers that they now have to think of what they have to do with this touchscreen for two or three or four players. Because only one player can have this screen. So what are you going to put on that screen?
Mm.
You know, if you had it four players, it's all nice and simple. We'll just give everyone a scoreboard, or we'll just give everyone, you know, a picture of their character or something. But now, with only one person, it's like, well, for multiplayer, we can't really use that then, can we? So that's a bit daft of Nintendo. And, I mean, you know, there's no technical reason they couldn't do it. You know, they'll no doubt cite if we go and hassle them. Obvious bandwidth limitations of the wireless technology. It's not expensive to put more wireless transmitters in the Wii U console itself and give every controller a dedicated channel where they can use the whole bandwidth.
Mm.
You know, what's the deal, man? What's the deal? Catherine, what's the deal? Well, where's Nintendo? Are they under here?
No, they're not under there.
Oh, wait, are they in here?
No, they're not.
Oi.
In
there. Yeah, in other news, Nintendo stock also dropped 20% after the announcement.
Maybe people were hoping they went out of the motion controller market.
Well, I think they are attracting a more hardcore audience again.
Well, if you look at the games they announced.
Exactly. Battlefield 3, Ninja Man, Lego City Stories, Luigi's Mansion 2! Oh my god!
That's for 3DS.
Oh. Yeah, that's why their stock dropped then. Okay, do you want to talk about this new Legend of Zelda?
Yeah, so it's the 25th anniversary of Zelda coming up.
What's the price of the Wii U?
I think they've given a price point, have they?
What's the release date?
Have they given a release date?
Okay, we don't know a price, we don't know a release date, but we do know it's the first half of next year. Worldwide-ish.
The thing is, they'll probably do what they did with the 3DS and do a price and date announcement, like, close to the release. Because Nintendo always announced the certain things very close to the release of the console, because it's usually like, this is what you want to know about the console. Oh, by the way, it comes out in a couple of months. That's usually what they do. So I imagine we'll know more soon. It looks like a skybox, don't you think?
Meh, skies suck.
Yeah.
My feelings on this will be Nintendo's last console.
You think? What about handheld market?
No, handheld, obviously, they'll continue to dominate for the foreseeable future, although they will obviously be slowly eroded away by cheaper platforms. But I don't really see Nintendo going anywhere after this.
No?
No.
Well, I suppose a lot of people might think, oh, well, I've already had a Wii, why do I want another one? And, like, general consumers will just stick to a console. Like how loads of people just had a PS2 for a while. When they upgraded, it was generally to a Wii, if they weren't really, like, a gaming family.
Exactly. The trouble is, Nintendo, you know... Alright, they're bringing out this new console. Nobody's calling it Next Generation.
No, even though they've said it'll be HD, won't they?
Well, so is everything else.
Whatever HD means. Did they say specifically what it can output?
Well, no doubt it'll do up to 1080p.
Okay.
Software permitting.
Yeah.
So there's no reason why the, you know, video out in the hardware can do it. So if a developer wants to have high res and low quality graphics, you know, what are you going to do? But yeah, I don't see anywhere Nintendo's going to go with this. I don't think this is going to be very successful in the market.
Okay. I don't know what to think yet.
You know, and the thing is, what's going to happen is this will come out, let's say it comes out before summer next year. What are Sony and Microsoft probably going to announce in next year's E3? Their successor, PlayStation 4 and Xbox 720 consoles, with a potential launch late next year.
I hope Microsoft do announce their new one soon, because they've got to have something in the works.
I hope they'll sit on it until they're ready to ship it.
Yeah, but I mean, 360 you know,
They should only announce it 6 months prior.
Five?
The Xbox 360 came out in Europe on December 2nd, 2005.
Yeah. So, you know, 360's lasted a while. coming on 6 years now.
But it's still, it mean it's still fresh, because the thing is with software updates, it keeps, just imagine if it still had the old boring dashboard from what it shipped.
I hardly even remember. Actually, no, I do know what it was like,
You know?
Yeah.
That's the thing with the magic of software. They can update it to make it seem fresh. They did a hardware refresh. It's fresh. They've released Kinect, and they're now the most popular selling console. You know, they're in their fifth year on the market, and they're the only console in growth on sales. You know, the Xbox 360 is doing really well with Kinect. Microsoft follow that up next year with a brand new console with some Kinect support. Backwards compatibility, I think, would be important as well for Kinect.
They better do. I think they better just do backwards compatibility. Just in general.
I would only have it for the Kinect stuff, to be honest.
There were so many games that I would have liked from the Xbox to work on the 360.
Well, it depends what architecture they go for, because I'll tell you what, these IBM PowerPC chips are going to be sods if they move to a different architecture.
Yeah. Because I don't want all my 360 and games the trouble to become obsolete.
This affects both Sony and Microsoft. There's been no PowerPC development done. So it's not like they can just go to a more powerful PowerPC chip. You know, they'd have to do their own design and everything, because it's not just something on the market they can just snap together. So yeah. Anyway, let's talk about Skyward Sword, shall we?
Oh yeah. So as I was saying, it's Zelda's 25th anniversary.
Right, I'm playing Civilization.
Just like it's Ubisoft's 25th anniversary.
I hurt my back.
So they announced that Skyrim. Is pretty much
Skyrim.
Skyward Sword. Why the hell did I say Skyrim? I'm sorry, Paul. I got you excited for a second. Skyward Sword, which got announced last E3 before that. It's been announced for It's been announced for a while. We played it at me and Sharp played it at Eurogamer.
Yeah, no one cares about the rubbish. Let's talk about Skyrim. www.skyrimportal.com. Go there and read all the latest news about it. Sponsored by GamerCast.
So Skyward Sword, the new Zelda game, which sadly doesn't have as much
Skyrim in it as it should.
Did I just say Skyrim again?
No, I'm just interrupting you now.
It doesn't have as much of a stylistic look to it
as Skyrim.
Previous Zeldas. And it, in a way, it looks almost bland. I don't know. I need to see some more updated stuff.
So is this Wii U or Wii or...
This is Wii.
DS
this
or
is Wii.
Game Boy or Game... What's the deal? SNES?
This is Wii, although I think it's coming out this holiday, they've said. So it's finally going to come out. A lot of people were wondering if they were just going to either scrap it or do a Twilight Princess on it. So release it for the old console and for the new console. So they finally said, you know, oh, this game is complete now, or going to be complete very soon. Sorry. And then they also announced they're doing a re-release of Four Swords for DSi.
DSi only?
Or DSi where?
DSi where?
Which I think is a bit weird, because, you know, what about 3DS?
Yeah, 3DS is a failure. Where's that 3DS going on playing on it?
Sorry. Hey, I'm paused mid-Zelda. I was going in a dungeon.
I'm Zelda.
Well, I'm in the Lost Woods now.
Wait,
I'm
Link.
Don't go through a door.
Why?
Because you'll get lost.
Oh, wow, it's 3D. Wow, this is so amazing.
But yeah, so they also announced a few...
I feel sick.
They also announced another few other Zelda things, so like how there's going to be a Zelda kind of orchestra symphony concert stuff going on as well, and loads of other things to announce to celebrate 25th anniversary. As well as that, they then went on to other kind of announcements. So they announced a load of Wii U games, which are mainly what my show notes are. They're just the announcements of the game. So they announced there'd be a Darksiders 2 on the Wii U. They had apparently John Riccitiello come on from EA and say about Battlefield 3 and how that would run just as fine as it would on PC and stuff like that. Ninja Gaiden 3, so Tecmo Koei bring in Ninja Gaiden 3, which they had on show at E3. So as well as 360 and PS3, they're bringing it over to the Wii U. Metro Last Light is coming to the Wii U as well, which I found out only in the screening room that I went in for Metro, and they said Wii U, and I was like, oh, okay, so that's coming out now. Aliens Colonial Marines, which is of course Gearbox's new Aliens game coming out, will also be on the Wii U.
I made a blue butterfly bunny thing come out of me.
You what? Oh, him. Yeah, you hide him and put away. That's Navi. It's your fairy. As well as that, Namco have said there'll be a Tekken. Ubisoft have said there'll be an Assassin's Creed game. And then they also announced a new game called Lego City Stories, which is like a kind of a game with Traveller's Tales which is kind of like a Lego universe to play around in.
I see.
I read a little bit about it, but I've already forgotten what it was.
Do you have your notes there?
Not on the Wii stuff. So they announced loads of Wii U stuff, and then they showed some... and Super Smash Bros. Wii U as well. They then went on to the 3DS stuff. So they officially announced Luigi's Mansion 2, which is really cool.
Yay.
Because I watched the trailer, and it looks really, really nice.
I always remember Luigi's Mansion. It was the first game I played GameCube that I didn't have.
Yeah, Luigi's Mansion is awesome. So yeah, they've done a sequel for that, which is coming out only on the 3DS. They showed some Star Fox, some Kid Icarus, which of course are coming out. I think Kid Icarus is later this year. I'm not sure about when Star Fox is coming out. And then they also showed a trailer for Super Mario 3DS, which looks alright. I didn't think it looked amazing. It didn't seem to be very different to... I don't know, it felt like Mario 64 from the trailer. I think I'm more interested in Luigi's Mansion than I am Super Mario 3DS. They also showed off Mario Kart 3DS as well, which looks similar to the Wii version and the DS version. But they've said there's going to be some new features in there, like going through water and going up in the air and stuff like that. And yeah, that was kind of it. I know they announced a new Kirby game. I don't know. That's kind of it. Are they some specs?
Yeah, but they don't tell us how powerful it is. Not by themselves.
Can it still only have... can not have DVDs or anything? Or Blu-rays?
I expect the discs are DVDs, aren't they?
Well, just Nintendo have always stayed away from the whole home entertainment console.
Are you talking about this stuff or what?
I just finished talking about it.
You've finished all of that?
Yes.
Oh my god, let's talk about the Wii U a bit more then. So we know it's PowerPC based, like the Wii. We know it's got an AMD / ATI Radeon... similar GPU. To the Wii.
You'll have SD memory again.
Yeah, so it'll have SD memory card support. Blah, blah, blah.
Slot
blah,
loading.
Blah, blah, blah. Does 1080p and all resolutions down. HDMI port supports component S-Video. RGB SCART. Blah, 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 blah. But yeah, we don't really know the... speed of any of the processors to really have an idea, or even how much RAM the unit's got. I'd imagine 512 meg of RAM just to make things easier for porting from the other consoles.
Oh yeah. So can it still use GameCube controllers and stuff like that?
Don't know.
You were going to be my knowledge person who I could ask a question.
Dude, I don't know these things. You're the one who went to E3 to find all these things out.
Yeah, I didn't go to the Nintendo conference though.
It does support the classic controller if it's actually got GameCube style ports.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Unknown.
Because of course there was GameCube memory card slots on the Wii. So has this made your GameCube games obsolete?
I would hope they phase this out.
What, GameCube?
Dude, they're using proprietary discs, 25 gigabyte capacity.
I wonder what the limit was on...
they were DVDs.
What, the Wii?
Well, they have the same density as DVDs, but they weren't actually DVDs.
Oh, yeah.
Well, standard DVDs, they just modified it. controller, 6.2-inch screen, 16:9 aspect ratio. Resistive touchscreen, though. A bit old school.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's,
And obviously it's got an accelerometer, gyroscope, camera.
Yeah, so to try and jib-jab. Give you lots of stuff you can do with it.
Yeah.
That's quite interesting about the 25 gig discs, I suppose.
Obviously Nintendo hope to keep this on the market for a while.
Yeah. Of course, when they had their conference, it was like the day the Nintendo 3DS update came out as well. Although I'm sure everyone, just like me, who was trying to update their 3DS while at E3 had no luck at all.
No.
Because it's horrible.
They've got a new friend system as well. They announced that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you won't have these annoying friend ID 50 long character letters and numbers.
Oh, really?
You'll have some other form of friend ID, which will be easier.
Oh, here you go. So, like, a few things that they've said are coming out for like 3DS and stuff like that from E3.
3DS.
So there will be an Animal Crossing. These kind of things were already like announced. There's going to be a Tetris game. For the Wii, they announced Wii Play Motion, which actually comes out this week. There's also going to be Rhythm Heaven, which is in the Rhythm series. So Rhythm Paradise came out on the DS, of course. And there's a new Kirby game coming out. Just Dance 3, of course, which got announced by Ubisoft. That was only going to be on the Wii, though. They didn't say the Wii U. There's Kirby Mass Attack, which is a DS game, as well as Professor Layton and The Last Spectre. So soon we will actually be up to date with Japan and their Professor Layton games. I don't know. I quite liked last year's E3 for Nintendo because they announced quite a few games that I was interested in. But it feels kind of like this year there was less stuff I was really interested in, I suppose. I mean, it was nice them announcing the new console and everything, but I don't know. You never watched it last year,
the
did you?
The thing is, Nintendo didn't do anything that we weren't expecting.
Yeah.
Details on this thing were already leaked. You know, we've known for ages that the controllers would have touchscreens. Anyway, let's talk about Sega's new announcement, the Dreamcast.
Dreamcast was awesome.
Yeah, this will have 1.2 gigabyte GD-ROMs, and it will also have CD-ROMs. Yeah, so what are we done or what?
Yeah, well, that's pretty
what's
much
the dealio,
that's pretty
yo?
Much it for Nintendo stuff. So I didn't get to play on Wii U.
Why?
Because I did not have a free 6 hours to spend queuing up to have a play on the console.
A waste of time.
It was. Yeah, so I was pretty much booked out most of E3 and
6-channel sound.
Are we talking about Dreamcast? Oh, we're talking about Wii U.
No, we're talking about a Dreamcast?
We were talking about Dreamcast a second ago.
That was a joke, man.
I know. Yeah, so I never managed to have a play on one. I'm sure I'll get to have a play on one at some point. Because I'm sure Nintendo will do a load of... So just after E3 last year, they of course did some 3DS events. So I'm sure they'll do some stuff so that the UK press can have a look at the Wii U.
Interesting idea, but the trouble is the Xbox 360 is on a roll.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, there's been loads of interesting ideas recently with the consoles. So,
and
like,
the trouble is, the touchscreen thing isn't even an original idea. Is it?
No.
No, you could really, you know, mark the beginnings of this with the Dreamcast and the, what are we called, memory cards?
VMUs.
You know, that was really the beginnings of that. And then, of course, you had Nintendo's failed attempt to link a Game Boy Advance with a GameCube, which was really lame, and nothing really used it for anything.
Zelda.
And then, a year ago, we saw Windows Phone being used to control an Xbox 360 and Kinect anyway?
That sort of doesn't do it, though, does it?
Well, not yet, but we saw a demo of someone controlling some balls on the screen and the player having to dodge it, and you had a couple of people using their phones to interact with that.
Yeah.
So we've already seen some of the sort of things. Microsoft obviously have something in the works to use a phone as
a
controller.
Well, PSP's always had linkage stuff with
PSP. Yeah, the PSP's have the ability to link up with the PS3. Again, not heavily used, but the feature's there.
Yeah.
And the trouble is, like I said, for multiplayer on the Wii U, you know, this is, developers are going to think, well, why are we going to spend the effort making the single player game utilize this feature when we have to cut all that out of the multiplayer? That's the trouble. So yeah, GamerCast, official opinion on the Wii U is highly skeptical.
This is your opinion.
I am GamerCast.
Oh, are you?
I am GamerCast. Therefore, it's my thing.
I'm interested in seeing some more on it, but I am skeptical about it based on the fact of just one of those screens.
Yeah, Nintendo, just jiggle it up, put an extra wireless transmitter in there, slightly different frequency, have two of them.
Plus, it looks like a skybox.
Yeah, but that's still only the size of a Wii.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a giant skybox, is it?
No, but no. I'm saying it's got the same kind of look.
I mean, it's white and curved. Unlike the current one, which is white and angled.
So I guess the little flap has SD readers underneath it,
yeah,
and stuff. So they've kind of hidden everything, like the head with the Wii, really.
It looks like a Wii, basically, only curved.
They just turned it on its side, curved it a little.
Right, let's close this thing up.
Yes. Yeah, so apologies for the delay on this coming out.
If Nintendo want us to stop saying bad things, we are open to bribes.
We're not saying bad things.
Yeah, but I am.
You may be, but I'm just a bit skeptical about it.
Well, yeah, one of these people, get at least two of these controllers.
What I thought was weirdest, though. So, okay, yeah.
Weirdest.
They announced...
Most strange.
They announced Super Smash Bros. Wii U, but where are all the other Nintendo titles for the Wii U?
Exactly, we need a Mario game.
So they did like a... This is what a Zelda game might look like on the Wii U, and that was it.
Yeah, so it was all concept jib-jab,
yeah,
really.
So, you know, they've announced those are third-party games, which is cool, because it's got third-party support. But where's the first-party titles? I want to see some Nintendo games on a Nintendo console. Which was kind of the problem, almost, of the Wii when it came out. The lack of first-party products. There was, what, Wii Play and Zelda. Was that it? I also got Ubisoft Red Steel, Rayman. I think that was what I got. Like, there was a lack of first party then.
Big friend.
And it feels like there's going to be another lack of first party here.
Aye.
At least, well, actually, thinking about it, I guess Nintendo kind of always do it. You get maybe one first party title if you're lucky. And that's kind of it.
Oh well.
I don't know. I need more info.
Yeah, we'll find out more.
Need more info.
And we'll tell you on the next show.
Maybe not. We'll see you for the next one.